said I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I wake up in the morning, fold my hands and pray for rain. Got a head full of ideas and they're driving me insane. It's a shame the way she makes me scrub the floor. That's why I ain't gonna work for Maggie's farm no more. And I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Well, he hands you a nickel and he hands you a dime. He asks you with a grin, are you having a good time? And he finds you every time you slam the door. That's why I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Pa no more. Well, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more. Put a cigar out in your face just for kicks. Bedroom window is made out of bricks. And the National Guard, they stand right around his door. No, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more. About man and God and law. Everybody says she's the brains behind Paul. She's 68, but she says she's 44. Well, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more. Ain't gonna work for Maggie's farm no more. My best just to be like I am. Everybody wants me to be a little more like them. They say sing while you slave and I just get bored. Oh, and I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Farm no more. Well, I ain't gonna work on a railroad. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
Thank you. I appreciate it, folks. It's really fun. Well, I'm going to do another song from Traveler for you, I think. If that's a good idea, I think it's a good idea.
I have a capo somewhere. It would be a nice idea.
And this is one about my house, and I live in a house that was built in 1951. I live in Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA. And it was built in 1951, not the town, but the house. The town was built in 1973. Actually, that's when Opryland came out. But my place was, at one point, a Greek Orthodox priest lived there, and he was he was kind of a renegade Greek Orthodox, and he had his own little congregation, and he had his services right in the two-car garage. And I didn't know that until recently, or until, you know, after we moved in anyway. And they turned a two-car garage into a rec room, like a, you know, like a family room with a bar in it, and that became my music room, which, you know, it's good. I got a bar in there, and I got all my guitars. So it makes me feel at home. It's like tonight, you know. And I also found out that the house was haunted for a while. There was a girl that grew up in the house, and she came by one day when the guys were working on the house, fixing it to sell it to us. And she came by. She said, I grew up here, and I wanted to, you know, check out the house before I leave the area. I'm leaving, kind of moving away. I said, oh, that's fine. I came in. She said, tell you the truth, I really just wanted to say goodbye to the ghost. And I guess the guy's name was Oglethorpe. He was a Civil War teenage rebel soldier that died probably in the Battle of Nashville. We had not seen Oglethorpe. I was curious about him from time to time. I kind of liked just to know the story of my house. And now you know the story, and maybe I don't. The song is about that. If I told it all, do you still want to hear the song? Because I really pretty much, I'll tell it again in the song.